Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going behind the scenes.
Oh, cool.
At the American Arbitration Association.
Okay.
You know, the AAA.
Yeah.
To see how they're using AI to shake up dispute resolution.
Interesting.
They're not just keeping up with the times. They're leading the charge in a way that could reshape the legal landscape.
It really is fascinating to see how the AAA is approaching innovation, particularly with their CEO, Bridget M. McCormack, at the helm.
Yeah, I was reading about her.
Oh, yeah.
She brings a wealth of experience from her time as Michigan Supreme Court Chief Justice.
She does.
I read that McCormack was a big proponent of technology in the courts even before the pandemic.
Absolutely.
You know, made it a necessity.
Yeah, she was way ahead of the curve implementing things like Zoom for Michigan judges.
Wow.
Well before it became commonplace. And she also spearheaded the statewide adoption of online dispute resolution, or ODR.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a key area where the AAA is making strides with AI, but we can dive into that later.
Okay, so she clearly has a track record of pushing for change.
Yeah.
How is that playing out at the AAA?
Well, one of the first things she did was launch this internal platform called Bright Idea back in April 2023. It's essentially an idea pipeline where anyone in the organization can submit ideas.
Sounds like a recipe for a chaotic inbox.
Actually, the structure is very focused. It's all about addressing strategic priorities, improving client satisfaction, and streamlining operations. And get this, out of the 472 ideas submitted as of September 2023, 20% have already been implemented.
Wow, that's a pretty high success rate.
It is.
It makes me wonder what kinds of ideas are actually making it through. Does it give us any insight into the AAA's innovation priorities?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
While we don't have specifics on every idea, the fact that they're seeing such a high implementation rate suggests they're serious about putting these innovations into practice. Mm-hmm. It's not just a suggestion box gathering dust.
So it's not just about having ideas. It's about creating a culture where those ideas can flourish.
Yeah.
How are they fostering that at the AAA?
They've implemented some interesting programs. For example, every single AAA employee from administrative staff to arbitrators goes through training called the How to Think Like an Innovator series.
That's a pretty big commitment.
It is.
Do you think that kind of universal training is really effective?
Well,
or could it just be a checkbox exercise?
The AAA also has a network of 45 innovation coaches spread across their offices.
Okay.
These coaches act as mentors and guides, helping teams develop their ideas and navigate the implementation process.
Oh, okay.
So it seems like they're putting support systems in place to ensure the training translates into real-world action.
It sounds like they're really trying to embed innovation into the DNA of the organization.
Yeah.
But let's get to the heart of what we're diving into today, AI. It seems like the AAA is viewing AI as more than just a way to automate tasks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They see AI as a tool to fundamentally change how they work and ultimately make justice more accessible. Linda L. Bea, the VP of Innovation at AAA ICDR, put it well with AI.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just automating tasks, but reimagining how they approach their work.
Okay, reimagining sounds great.
Yeah.
But I need some concrete examples.
Yeah.
What does this AI-powered transformation actually look like in practice?
Well, they have a number of AI projects in development, and some are already making a real impact. For example, they've developed something called Clause Builder AI.
Clause Builder AI.
Yeah.
Intriguing name. What's that all about?
Think of it as a tool that can help write those often confusing arbitration and mediation agreements in plain, easy-to-understand language.
Now, that would be incredibly helpful, especially for those who might not have a lawyer, to guide them through the legal jargon.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And speaking of making things easier for those representing themselves,
they're
also developing an AI-powered chatbot to help people navigate the case filing process. It could be a game-changer for accessibility.
So we're talking about potentially streamlining some very complex legal processes.
Yeah.
But how effective can AI be in an area like case management, which often requires human judgment and nuance?
Surprisingly effective.
Really?
They've already developed and implemented an automated scheduling order tool that streamlines case management, saving both time and resources.
Okay, color me intrigued.
Yeah.
How long did it take them to develop and launch this scheduling tool?
It was developed and implemented in just 4 months.
4 months.
And here's the kicker. It even went on to win one of AAA's Best Ideas Implemented Awards.
Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're striking a balance between being ambitious with their AI projects and making sure they're actually practical and deliver real results.
Yeah.
But with all this talk of AI's potential,
it
makes me wonder about the ethical implications.
That's a great point. Yeah. And it's something the AAA is very aware of. They're actively training their staff on how to use AI tools responsibly and ethically.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to things like ChatGPT.
So they're not just throwing AI at every problem without thinking about the consequences. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
But it also makes me even more curious to see how these AI projects are being used in practice.
Yeah.
Tell me more about how the AAA is putting AI to work to increase access to justice.
Well, one area where we're seeing a lot of potential is with online dispute resolution,
or
ODR. This is where AI can truly shine in making legal processes more accessible and efficient.
This ODR sounds fascinating, and I definitely want to hear more about it. But
yeah.
Before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dive deeper into how the AAA is using AI to make justice more accessible through ODR. All right, we're back and ready to dive deeper into online dispute resolution, or ODR, and how the AAA is using AI to make it a reality. Before the break, we were talking about how CEO Bridget M. McCormack championed ODR in Michigan.
Yeah, that's right. She implemented a free ODR program statewide, which was quite groundbreaking. Now at the AAA, she's continuing to advocate for this approach on a national level. It's clear she sees ODR as a key piece of the future of dispute resolution.
I'm really intrigued by this. But honestly, ODR is still a bit fuzzy for me.
Okay.
Is it basically just mediation or arbitration, but online?
It's more than that.
Okay.
ODR is a whole ecosystem designed to resolve disputes entirely online. It's like a virtual courthouse.
Mm.
But with the potential to be more efficient and user-friendly, imagine you wouldn't need to physically travel to a specific location or deal with the scheduling headaches that often come with traditional legal proceedings.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture, but how exactly does AI come into play in this virtual courthouse?
Yeah.
We've talked about chatbots and scheduling tools, but can AI really handle the complexities of legal disputes?
It's a valid question, and the AAA is approaching it carefully. They acknowledge that AI can't fully replace human judgment,
right,
especially in sensitive legal matters, but it can be a powerful tool to support mediators, arbitrators, and even the parties themselves in navigating the process more effectively.
So it's about augmenting human capabilities, not replacing humans altogether.
Exactly.
Can you give me some specific examples of how AI is being used in ODR?
Absolutely. For instance, AI can be used to sift through mountains of documents and data to pinpoint key issues and areas where the parties might agree. This can speed up the negotiation process significantly, saving everyone time and money.
It's like having a super efficient research assistant.
Right.
Who can cut through the noise and highlight the most important information. That could be a game changer, especially in complex cases with lots of documentation.
Exactly. Another interesting application is using AI to create a neutral communication platform. This can facilitate a more balanced exchange of information and proposals between the parties, even if they don't have legal representation.
So AI can help level the playing field for those who might not have the resources to hire expensive lawyers.
That's right. But it's not just about efficiency and access. The AAA is also committed to ensuring these AI tools are used ethically and promote fairness.
That's really important. It sounds like they're taking a very holistic approach to integrating AI into ODR thinking, not just about the technology itself, but also its potential impact on the people involved.
Exactly. They're asking themselves, how can we use AI to make the process not just faster, but better, fairer, and more equitable for everyone involved? It's encouraging to see that level of careful consideration.
It's clear that the AAA's work with AI and ODR has far-reaching implications. But how is this impacting the broader legal landscape? Are other organizations taking notice?
Absolutely. The AAA is a pioneer in this space, and their work is inspiring others to explore how AI can be used to make justice more accessible and efficient. We're seeing a growing number of initiatives focused on legal tech, with startups and established players alike exploring AI's potential.
It sounds like we're on the cusp of a major transformation in how legal processes work. But with all this innovation, I can't help but wonder about the potential challenges and ethical considerations.
That's a critical point.
Mm.
As we delve deeper into the world of AI-powered legal solutions, it's crucial to address these challenges head-on. The AAA is showing that a future where justice is more accessible and equitable is within reach.
It really is exciting.
Yeah. And as we move forward, their work offers valuable lessons and a roadmap for responsible innovation.
This has been such a thought-provoking deep dive. I hope you, our listener, are leaving with a greater understanding of the innovative work happening at the AAA and a sense of curiosity about what the future holds for AI in the legal landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, keep diving deep and stay curious. We're back and, ready to wrap up our deep dive into the AAA and their innovative use of AI. It's clear they're not just aiming for efficiency.
Right.
But, you know, a real shift in how accessible and equitable dispute resolution can be.
Yeah, their work really does offer a glimpse into the future of the legal system as a whole. They're demonstrating that AI can be a powerful tool for positive change.
It's exciting, right?
Yeah.
But as we've been discussing, this kind of rapid innovation comes with a responsibility to carefully consider.
Oh, absolutely.
The potential challenges.
Yeah, one of the most crucial aspects we need to consider is how to ensure fairness and mitigate potential biases as AI becomes more integrated into legal processes.
It's a complex issue, and it's something the AAA seems to be taking seriously with their focus on responsible AI development.
They are indeed. And their approach can serve as a model for others navigating this new landscape. They're not just focusing on the technology. Yeah. They're actively engaged in discussions about ethical implementation and setting standards.
That proactive stance is key, especially in an area as sensitive as justice.
Yes.
It's reassuring to see them taking a leadership role in shaping how AI is used in dispute resolution.
It's a reminder that technology itself is never inherently good or bad. It's all about how we choose to use it. And the AAA's commitment to leveraging AI for greater access to justice is a very promising sign.
They're showing what's possible when you combine technological innovation with a genuine commitment to fairness and equitable outcomes.
And their work is already having a ripple effect, with more organizations exploring how AI can improve legal processes and make the system work better for everyone.
It feels like we're at the beginning of a major shift in how we think about and interact with the legal system.
It's a very exciting time. But it's up to all of us, from policymakers to technologists to everyday citizens, to ensure these advancements are used responsibly and ethically.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the AAA and their pioneering work with AI, I'm left with a sense of hope and cautious optimism. Hope, because we're seeing how technology can be harnessed to make the legal system more just, and caution, because we need to remain vigilant about the ethical considerations.
I think that's a perfect summary. The AAA is showing that a future where justice is more accessible and equitable is within reach. And as we move forward, their work offers valuable lessons and a roadmap for responsible innovation.
This has been such a thought-provoking deep dive. I hope you, our listener, are leaving with a greater understanding of the innovative work happening at the AAA and a sense of curiosity about what the future holds for AI in the legal landscape. Until next time, keep diving deep and stay curious.